Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Okay, I say this, and you can mark this. Yeah. It's Cockburn, isn't it?
It's spelled like that, but it is pronounced Coburn.
The Take with Andy Sweeney. No.
Wait, it's Coburn, not Cockburn?
Yes, it is Coburn, not Cockburn.
Okay.
And James Strebel.
You know, fine.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hey, okay. come by the studio.
I could do that. The studio, is it the iHeart?
No, we're ESPN Louisville. We're over by the U of L campus.
Cardinal Town.
All right, so it's going to be a fun show. We start things today from the home studio. We have Lachlan McLean on in front of us on Spectrum News 1. Your 24-hour source for news and weather on the ones. So we'll go live to that as we go today. And who knows what else we'll get into over the next 3 hours. It is The Take. It's ESPN 680 105.7. I'm Andy Sweeney, James Strebel alongside, and Jackie Grossman back at the station. Fellas, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Mitch is enjoying some St.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Yeah.
Wow, there we go. Is.
Enjoying some St. Louis Cardinals baseball today.
Yeah,
who
do the Cardinals play today? Do we have any idea?
Yeah, they play Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, he told me that yesterday. Do you know one player on Cleveland's team, Strebel?
I know.
There's no way that's
there's no,
that,
way, he
no
does.
Way.
The only thing I know is Terry Francona is the manager.
Is
you
he?
Know, that's more than I thought.
That's
you would
all
know.
I know about Cleveland is Terry Francona is the
that's
manager.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah,
I am impressed. You actually knew that.
As you can tell, Jack Grossman butting in already, wanting to be the star, putting himself more than anybody in the open. He also sabotaged poor Pedro Bradshaw Nick Valvano as he entered the room and immediately broke wind. Broke wind is an old man thing to say,
but that is
where we start today. Also, Strebel walked in today and he said, I hope we don't make Jack's mother angry today.
I did, Jack. It's 100% true.
And I said, I feel the exact opposite with that. I want Jack to go home and it to be awkward around the dinner table because of something Jack did or did not do today.
Right, and then...
That's what I want.
Her name's Marcy, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, Marcy saying that mean... Andy Sweeney and James Strebel did it again.
You see, they won't say anything about. She won't say anything unless we say something about Ethan.
He's
the favorite child. Yeah. It's only if Ethan gets messed with.
The golden child, if you will. Yeah.
Texter says at 3:03, Crean has spoken more in the open.
I think that's right. I don't have a count on that.
Texter says Blankenbaker talked to Andy like he was a dog this morning at 7:29. I did not hear that.
Oh,
yep,
really?
I got it.
Oh, do you? Nice. Well, let's play that. Not now. At some point.
Wow.
Let's play that. That's a good tease.
That is a good tease. Talked about you like a dog.
We will have Stuart Mandel will join us at 4:00 today.
All right.
We'll talk with him And I, you know, I just needed to get on the horn and show Mitch how it's done
right.
to book a guest. And so that's essentially what happened. The big dog moved in, Mitch.
You did.
And just took care of it. Not Vince Mero. Although it would be interesting if Vince Mero did book Stuart Mandel.
For us.
Yes.
That would be interesting. That would be a hell of a story.
I would like that. So anyway, that's going on today. You have a Keon Brooks take that is out there.
Yes.
There's a little rumor. There's a rumor mill. That is out there, and Mitch is not here today, and he's kicking himself over something, and he should be.
He absolutely should be.
Because Mitch could have broken news, but he didn't, and I don't know why. We haven't been doing anything around here of importance.
Right.
So any time in the last week and a half, he had ample opportunity to do so, so we'll get to that. I wouldn't mind playing. This is one of the more popular games around the office, and Crean hates it.
He does.
What Crean doesn't know.
Yeah, it's a great, fun game.
Yeah, we do it all the time with you with baseball. By the way, is that a new hat?
This is, no, it's not new. It's the first time I've worn it in your presence.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not Kellen's
that's
hat.
That's Wyatt's team.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Wyatt's
you usually
team.
Don't wear any of his team's gear. You usually
I do.
Just toss it aside.
No.
It's just laying on the floorboards of the old minivan.
Well, it matched what I was wearing, so
yeah, that's what you're worried about.
Yeah, because the only people I've seen today are you and my family. Literally, that's the only people I've seen today. I haven't gone anywhere.
I know you haven't done anything.
It's great.
Texas says, ask Stuart Mandel, if you can, about college basketball like Bob did.
Oh, yeah, that's a great sound. I remember
I'm good with that.
Yeah, absolutely. What
Texas
you know about
says,
the
Doug Grossman takeover. Yeah. Texas says the take with Jack Grossman. It is a great point. We should have got imaging for today that said the take with Jack Grossman. That actually would have been a funny thing to do.
Very funny.
Okay, so as we dive in today, I ask you guys this, and there's a couple basketball and football things. I actually think Strebel has a pretty good observation with something Kentucky basketball is doing, so I want to get to that at some point. Maybe a wheel of content at some point.
Oh, yeah.
I'll start here. Jack, do you know who Anthony Weiner is?
Oh.
No.
He's in the news.
Again?
We'll get to that. He's in the news.
He just can't stay out.
He's in the way. Well, he keeps it out.
Well, no,
he's in the news. He's in the news
again. Anthony Weiner.
You better believe it. And I got something for IU, Grossman. I got something for IU,
right.
Maybe, at some point today. I think you'll like that. We have sound from the Bear, right? The Bear of ESPN, who likes Kentucky football, at least the over. So we can get to that as well. 437-9680. Let me ask you guys this. This has been, you know, we can even get into Baffert if you want to get into all of that.
All right, Bob Baffert. Okay.
And everything else. But I want to ask you guys this. How much do you guys care? And it's one of the main reasons we're having Stuart Mandel on at 4 o'clock. They wrote the story that, quite frankly, we talked about, but not very much. So I feel like this one resonated with me more, and I don't know why, but Pete Thamel of Yahoo Sports had the article today about how 12 is going to be the number when they expand the college football playoff.
Right.
And so a couple weeks ago, Stuart Mandel and Andy Staples had a similar article that, hey, things are trending towards it being a 12-team playoff, and it's a matter of when this is going to happen, not if. It's a matter of what's the new bowl structure. Is the Rose Bowl going to fight it in Jim Delaney? It's going to be, what is that new TV deal? You would imagine ESPN and ABC. What is that going to look like? Mm-hmm. I ask you guys because I'm truly, it's great fodder. I want to be clear whenever you can talk about the college football playoff, but it has very little effect, or does it, on the locals? And like, right? So
right.
I don't know in this era. I'm trying to gauge, because I do feel like it's one of the top stories when it is pretty much known in college football that in the next few years, we are migrating to 12 teams can make the college football playoff. And if Mitch were here today, he could laugh, and he would laugh, and I would understand it. But last year, Indiana would have been in.
Absolutely, they would have been
in,
yeah.
Last year, Indiana was number 11 in the country.
They would have been in the playoff.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your
chuckle.
Hey, yep. Useless. Hey, did you not get to talk enough in the first couple minutes? Hang on, Grossman. Hang on. You're going to get your chance.
Yes.
Hang on.
There's plenty of things out there.
And so there's many ways we can go with this, but that's one of the main things is I think people around here do care. I think now with SEC teams that actually have a chance of winning, sorry, Kentucky,
right.
At the highest level, to me it seems like this is a great thing for the SEC. This is a great thing for the Texas A&M who missed out, or even if you're a 9-3 Florida team, or if you're a Georgia team that's not good enough to be in the top four, but you're good enough to be seventh. You're now in the college football playoff.
Sure.
And so we can dive into this, but one of my main questions was how much do you guys care? Okay. Mm-hmm. B, do you guys have concrete thoughts on all of this?
Yeah.
Because, that's good that you do.
Yeah.
Because I feel like for myself, I went from thinking the college football playoff as it's currently constituted at four teams was a dumb idea.
Sure. I'm with you.
And so now, but I sit here today and I don't think it's as dumb as everybody else
earlier.
Well, I mean, in other words, we're letting teams into this main playoff like Iowa State and Indiana.
And so
again, that's what relates it back to what about locally? If one of these teams makes a legit run, now you have a chance. Now, we are far away from that being the case. You could argue Indiana, we're not that far away. I would argue Indiana, we're far away.
Right.
But I might be wrong. With Louisville, I feel like we're far away. Okay? With Kentucky, you know what I think about Kentucky.
Yeah.
The other thing is, The Athletic, and we'll talk with Stuart Mandel at 4 o'clock, their notion was there's boredom within college football, okay? And which I understand. You know who the teams are.
Yeah, from that perspective.
I think there's a lot of that in sports anyway.
Right.
But in college football, it's very centered.
Especially.
Because the other teams don't even have a chance.
No.
The other teams don't even have a chance to make it into any sort of a playoff system where maybe something happens, like Anthony Davis gets injured, and now you had the Lakers out, right?
Right.
And so I ask this, and I want to ask Stuart Mandel, was this always part of the hustle? Was this because when they gave us four teams,
it's a little taste.
They gave us a taste, and it's either that or they're incredibly stupid. Because the more games you have, the more money you have.
Bingo.
The more games you have, the more regions and cities and states and fan bases that care.
Right.
That's always been the case from now and 10 years ago. That was the case with the college football playoff. The question is why? What is the reason now to not even do this systematic growth of 4-6 or 4-8, but to go to 4-12 and to bastardize everything that college football has always stood for?
Right.
And that is exclusivity. That is playing to the big brands, and they're still going to do that, by the way.
All this is going to mean is,
David Hale of ESPN is a great follow, went through it, and it's like, you know, since 2014, you know, the Big Ten and the SEC would have had, you know, 30 of the participants
say,
or something.
They dominated.
Yeah, they've dominated, and those numbers are going to grow. Now, they're going to grow other places. The Pac-12 will have several more, would have had 5, 6, 7 more teams.
Sure.
Had we adopted a 12-team model. Plus, you know, they're not going to do just here's 1-12. There's going to be a stipulation.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be someone that's left out. But think about this. College football wants you to believe that their regular season is so precious that they never could do anything with their postseason and a playoff, and now expanding the playoff.
Right.
Okay. We're gonna also have to change the TV. It's Spectrum's got a lot of insurrection.
There is a lot. Yeah.
We got Trump.
Now we have National Guard.
There's guys with guns.
Yeah.
There's a National Guard. I don't know what.
And then a reporter.
This is not usually what we're watching.
No, they're usually watching a sport of some kind, or Laura Rutledge. Yes.
Okay,
usually,
yeah,
Laura Rutledge. This is very serious TV. I wanted to see Lachlan McLean and Weather on the Ones. I don't know
well,
about
you
this.
Well, the Weather on the Ones is, I think it's already passed.
It has passed.
I think
passed
it's already
four
passed.
Minutes ago.
You missed it by 4 minutes.
Yeah, I did miss it. But I saw Locke throwing to it.
Yes, you did. And by the way, he's got a lot of black in his hair.
Yeah, it's our guy, La Shoe Polish.
As Buzz Baker,
La Shoe Polish.
But it's why. And they are giving up this inclusive or exclusive club. There are those given, and the answer is money. They think they're trading in all the lies that they've told us year after year, and they're trading in all the BS that they've told us year after year for a lot more money from a television partner. We understand that, but that is what struck me over the last couple weeks as this story has kind of grown. And you know what's interesting about it nationally? Nationally, I feel like if this story, when we first went to a playoff, it was a massive story.
Huge.
I don't know if that's because we thought Louisville was going to be in the, knocking on the door. Like, I asked that because
sure.
They always had the great debate, and we can get into the great debate today if you want a, what do they call it? Not a power five. What do they call it? The other six. What do they call
group
football?
Of five.
The group of five.
The group of five.
Yeah.
I mean, now we're being nice to the group of five.
Cincinnati, well, Memphis,
Louisville
teams
Louisville
like
never
that,
had
Florida.
That. Louisville never had that 1 year, and the 1 year they did have it, they blew it.
Yeah.
And the 1 year they did have, they lost to Rutgers.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the other year that they had a chance of having a nice bowl game, that was Kentucky.
I'm not sure. Yeah. And
yeah.
I'm not, yeah, the Orange Bowl. And
yeah.
I'm not sure how much. I don't know how much people care anymore. And because I feel like this hasn't, gathered as much steam as it would have had a couple years ago. But 12 teams is going to happen. They're going back on everything that they have preached to us in college football. The reason they could or could not do things has been ingrained in making sure that regular season means everything. Now, if you have number three versus number six, does it mean something? I don't know. And the answer is not what it used to.
Right.
They are going to nuke part of their regular season, and they're going to cater to the small guy, and I don't know why, other than money. But there's got to be another reason.
Well, the elitism of college football is why it took so long to get to this point. I think that they were very apprehensive to do the four-team playoff in the first place because we've done it this way for a long time. And, college sports move slow compared to professional sports, extremely excruciatingly slow at times. As far as the local teams, I mean, come on. I mean, Indiana last year maybe would have had a shot. They would have had a shot. They were 11, so they would have been in the playoff. The only time recently Louisville would have been in that conversation was with Lamar Jackson,
right,
that we just talked about. And with Kentucky, I mean, they finished in, I believe, the top 15 the year with Josh Allen and Benny Snell, but I don't think they would have been in the college football playoff,
because they needed the bowl game.
They needed the bowl game to
right.
vault them in that, so they'd never really been in it. But really, since the playoff's conception, only Indiana and Louisville, one time each, have had a chance to sniff at it.
But think what they told us. They didn't want to go from one semester to another.
Right.
They didn't want to add more games to the unpaid college athletes.
Right, it was too much.
Okay? Well, now, I mean, if you make a title game, you play your full season, make your conference title game, and you're like the 8 seed, you're going to end up playing 17 games.
Yeah, at least. I mean, if you keep advancing, it could be more.
You're going to play more games than Julio Jones is going to play this year.
Exactly.
So, I'm interested locally as well. We are in a spot to where if one of these teams were good, and let's be honest, even though it's been at much smaller conferences, okay, mm-hmm. So I'm admitting that, we used to have these conversations with Louisville.
With Louisville, especially within the Big East.
There would have been a lot of weeping and gnashing of teeth the last several years had Louisville been a team that was knocking on the door but simply couldn't get above Clemson.
Right.
That simply could not knock the door down all the way, because you know Alabama's making it.
Yeah,
you know, okay,
Clemson.
And you know you're going to be behind another team in the SEC, even if that team doesn't make it. Okay,
right.
So Georgia's made it other years, or you're going to be behind Texas
LSU's
A&M.
Made it.
Yeah, or whatever it is.
Right.
So you run out of options immediately.
Sure.
And the conversation around here for the last 3 years, 4 years or so, I feel like we used to do shows on getting by Clemson. That's not what we do anymore.
That's not what we had to do. If this is the case, it's not all about Clemson.
That's why I ask how much people around here care. That's why. In Kentucky, me please.
They're in the position where you're right. They're in the SEC where you have Alabama, Georgia, LSU, you know, recently, you know, has a national championship. Texas A&M is one of those teams that have been on the brink of it. So they've got a lot more ahead of them than Louisville. Louisville essentially is just Clemson, really. I mean, when you're talking about, I mean, North Carolina, yeah, had nice teams.
We thought that was going to be the case.
We thought it was going to be the case.
Yeah,
but
that's not the case.
But they expand it now. If they expand it now to 12 teams, that gives Louisville more of an opportunity because the ACC just isn't going to have the amount of teams that the ACC and the Big Ten are going to have. But the problem Louisville has is they're not going in that direction. It feels like they're going in the opposite direction. Instead of catching up to the Clemsons of the conference, they're, you know, fifth, sixth in the ACC.
What did you do today?
What did I do? I actually consumed a lot of sports today.
Jack, let's go through what Big Rig did today.
Well, my internet was out and TV was out for about 2 hours today.
Okay, so what did the Strebel household do? I mean, that had to be terrible.
Well, Kellen was at a catching clinic today.
Is he going to Bellarmine's camp?
It was a camp that, he's going to go to Bellarmine's camp.
Okay.
We had set on a week, but he went to a little, like a mini clinic today.
Are you paying for the Bellarmine camp, or you want me to twist Scotty D's arm?
I'll be talking to Scotty D about it.
Okay.
So we'll see if you want.
But you haven't talked to him yet.
No, because this week is all-star practices, so we can't
so
do
you're
this
gonna,
week.
So you're going to ask him for the freebie?
If he offers it, I'll take it. Yeah. So I did that, and I listened to.
Well, what do you think he's going to think when you contact him?
I'll just
say, to see how the team is. You don't know a player on the team.
I'll be like he said, text me and let me know a week that you have available that Kellen and Wyatt can come. And so I said, okay, we'll get a week.
Both of them,
both
you're getting the double.
Yeah, he said they both can come because Wyatt's seven now, so he can participate. So that's what we're doing. But I did that, and then I listened to the Bears podcast, and I got alerted.
Here
it goes. And
you ready for this, Grossman?
Are we recording?
Oh, yes.
Grossman, are you ready for this?
So, apparently, in hour two of KSR, Matt Jones gave his inside sources update on the QB controversy.
Let me guess. Will Levis is the starter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's between him and Joy Gatewood. Bo Allen's like a non-factor.
Oh, wait, I thought Bo Allen was being sold to all the other recruits. That's what I was told.
Well, he was, and then
what happened to that? That's what Justin Rowland told me, and everybody told me.
He did not look good in the spring.
He didn't
At all. Like he's like distant third.
So you listened to some KSR today?
About 15 minutes, yeah.
Wow, look at you.
Just for that, because of the QB conversation, and we talked about it yesterday, so I was like, I'll listen to see
steal that scuttle and change a few words around and try to print it as your own?
No, I'm going to say it on the radio.
That's exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing right now.
Has the Sea of Blue done this?
Do they have
an article?
No, they're very concentrated on
Tyler
Wagner's son, whether or not he's going to be playing for Kentucky or going pro.
What year is he?
He is 2022.
So that's next year.
He's 2022 or 2023.
Well, that's a big difference.
A year or 2 years
down the
road.
Well, they won't have room in 23. They have Reed Sheppard.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, it's Reed Sheppard. They got to take Reed Sheppard. So, sorry, DeJuan Wagner's son, who's a pro, like the number one player in the class,
he's
had to sit back. So, Reed Sheppard could have that scholarship.
You know,
because we got to give the legacies.
You know, Perrin Johnson's like all like, Louisville needs to get him. I'm like, okay.
So is he and Rummage.
Rummage has said that as well?
Oh, yeah. Rummage is all about.
We have a clip of him saying something
Wagner
about it today.
Sheppard.
Talking about Wagner.
Oh, Wagner. Oh, no. I don't think Rummage. I'm hoping Rummage like realizes that that's not even on their radar. Like he's in space, right? That's not in
with
Louisville's.
Bezos.
Yeah, he's with Bezos in space, and Louisville's operating, you know, just on this planet only.
Texas says Mike Conley is out tonight. Donnie needs help.
Uh-oh. Who can suit up? Can anyone play? Can Donnie, like, go and poach another player from a non-playoff team to help fill in? Because he does need the help. Donnie needs the help.
Texas says playoff expansion makes the entirety of the season mean more because getting the shot at the championship doesn't feel like it's literally impossible. That's a good way to put it.
Not only that,
that's just not what they've told us for decades.
Oh no, I
don't disagree with you. What you're saying is not stupid. That's what the rest of us have been saying for decades after decades after decades. When we used to in this sport, here's how stupid the people are of college football. Not only to leave money on the table with the playoff for all of this time.
Yes, they did.
Okay.
And they just realized that. That's why I think they're making this
move. And Grossman, I don't know if you know this, but they used to do, and this is not too long ago, they would have split national champions.
Oh,
you would have to wait till a Monday when a bunch of gas bag newspaper voters used to have to sit in.
Yep.
These balding, overweight sports writers would vote for the national title.
Nebraska and Oklahoma will share this
year. We would have split national titles.
We did. It was awful.
Do you understand? USA Today. We cared about the poll done by USA Today.
Carried more weight than anything. More weight than anything. But I think college football saw that, you know, when ESPN carries the weekly after, I think, what, they start in November or whatever, but in November they start doing the weekly unveiling of the top 10 or the top 12 or whatever it is, and saw the huge ratings that boosted that, and now they say, oh, if we make the top 12 matter even more
I'm telling you,
add the top 20.
There's something going on. I think it's pure money. I know, but the money's always been there.
I know, but college football is so stuck in 1952, and has been for a long, long time, that finally they've gotten some smart people to sit down and say, you know what, maybe we should accept all this money.
That might be the case.
People are way more interested in this than we thought they would be. But
Greg Sankey, you're like, I could have three or four in every year instead of just Alabama.
Exactly. Why hadn't the conferences been pushing for this more? That's exactly. Why hadn't the SEC and the Big Ten specifically been like, hey, I could have Alabama, Georgia, LSU, and maybe Texas A&M in. I mean, that's four teams they could have in the top. SEC has at least four or three teams in the top 12 consistently the entire season. Why? It's going to be – those bowl games are going to now be more prestigious. There'll be more eyes on the bowl games. There's going to be more money going to the conferences. I don't understand why it took them this long. And maybe you're right. Maybe
that's
there
why
is
I'm asking
something
why.
More to
the
it.
The money's been on the table.
I don't know.
I mean, TV money's growing. Streaming options are definitely growing.
Right.
But why now? We were streaming 2 years ago. In two more years, the streaming world is going to be complete. It's gonna have taken over.
In a lot
of instances.
I mean, are there changes in college basketball maybe pushing this? I mean, there's a lot of changes going
care.
On there.
Well, college
that's
football.
That's
Greg
right.
Sankey
right.
doesn't know the
he
college basketball is even
right.
happening.
He just knows John Calipari and his conference and that.
No, he doesn't know Cal. Cal won 9 games last year.
Oh, he knows Cal.
Cal's a bust.
He's moved on to Oates.
He's moved on to Nate Oates. Just like you did. Just like you did all last year. Just like you did.
I just watched that game and said, why can't our offense look like
well,
that?
Well, now you have Iowa's backup.
Yeah, that's
and you
right.
have Kellen O'Grady.
That's right.
And you have a backup at West Virginia. He's got you got a couple
we're
guys.
We're going to be fine.
You're going to
be fine. Got Ty Washington.
Yeah,
got Damian Collins.
Number 18 in the country or something like that.
They're
going to
be better
that.
Than that.
Yeah, like fourth in the SEC.
They're going to be better than that.
How about that?
They're not.
Fourth place in the
they're
SEC.
They're going to be much, much better. They have a better record than Louisville and Indiana.
You might be fifth place in the SEC because you know what's going to happen.
What?
My man Will Wade's going to get this Trey Mitchell kid.
I'm not worried about Will
Wade. Oh, you're not worried about that.
I'm not worried about Will Wade.
No. All right. Texas says maybe Spectrum's just replaying a pre-recorded broadcast from January 6th.
That's a good possibility.
Grossman, do you have any opinion on the insurrection? You want to talk? Now?
Here's your chance.
Not
your chance.
About this.
Well, sorry. We're not talking zone defense.
Maybe you shouldn't raid the Capitol. I mean,
say that again.
Maybe people shouldn't be storming the Capitol. That seems like a bad thing to do.
Put that on a T-shirt. Maybe people shouldn't be storming the Capitol. Jack Grossman at 3:29 on June 8th,
2021.
Texas says Strebel has a post on KSR saying that UK will be one of the 12 teams.
I do not have any. I don't have any access to post anything on KSR.
No, you're posting it on a Sea of Blues citing KSR.
No, I'm not doing any of that.
Texas says, did Strebel and Andy hear Fred Cowgill throw his back out live on the air while carrying water for Bob Baffert today?
That's a great text. No,
I didn't hear that.
I think Fred Cowgill, I thought he was on vacation or something.
Why would you know? I'm friends
with them on Facebook.
Are you really?
Somehow, I don't know.
Why are you and Cowgill friends on Facebook?
We've never met each other, but we're friends on Facebook. No, he took a picture of his wife by like the poolside. It was like suntime or something. I don't know.
Grossman, what's he doing? That's the thing you see. Shocking coming from you.
I don't know. It just popped up on there. I was scrolling through Facebook. I saw a pool picture. I was like, oh, Fred's on vacation.
This has to be for Mangus and company. This has to be for Ennis.
Yeah.
Carleek would be awesome in an offense like that.
Oh gosh. I guarantee they're talking about Jeff Greer's conversation with Ross McMaines.
Your boy McMaines.
You watched it today. I did. I watched about 30 minutes of it.
You watched 30 minutes of Jeff Greer and Ross McMaines.
Yes.
Look at you.
I was trying to, because I knew Mitch wasn't here. I knew Jack would do a good job. But, you know, Mitch brings certain things to the show. So you thought
we were going to lack content today.
No, I didn't think that. I just know that there's, like, there isn't a lot going on, so I'm trying to get as much in my head as I can. So when you fire off topics, I can talk intelligently about them, as opposed to usually when I don't talk intelligently about
Texas
things.
Texas says Strebel said weeks ago UK starting 6-0. I don't know if he said that. Let's say that he did. I really don't know. Yeah. Let's take our first break. 437-9680. I have a couple different angles that I want to get to with this. Obviously, we'll have fun throughout the show today. Give us a text. What does Crean not know? And you know, it's shocking when you don't lie, steal, and cheat. How things can change. I'll explain that next. It's the take. It's a Tuesday. We're hanging out until 6 o'clock here on ESPN Louisville.
Time now for the take with Andy Sweeney.
Tim Sullivan, Courier Journal.
Tim may have to unmute.
Okay, we can come back to Tim.
And James Strebel.
Let's try Lucas Allback, Courier Journal.
Lucas, maybe the mute button as well. Must be a Courier thing with Lucas and Tim.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, so we're back at it here on this Tuesday, 437-9680. A quick reminder on a couple different things. Guys, CarMax is hiring right now. They're hiring experienced auto techs nationwide. Work on all the cars that you love. Do so right now. Join CarMax today. Apply at CarMaxAuto.com. You heard during the Sports Center update, the Reds are back in action tonight. Brewers, Reds, 640 right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. We'll have NBA coming back on Thursday with the Nets and the Bucks. Did you watch any NBA last night, either one of you?
I did not. Okay. I did not. I did follow
it. What
did
you do at night?
Well, last night.
You drank a lot last night, didn't you?
Not a lot.
How many Busch Lights did you have?
About 8.
Okay.
I followed it on Twitter because, I followed the Nets and the Bucks game just because it was so fascinating how Milwaukee just laid down. But I did watch that and I followed it on Twitter. That's what I did.
I watched a decent amount of Phoenix and Denver, but then that game was a blowout. So
There you go.
Yeah, they both were blowouts.
Neither game was great last night.
Texas says, why does Strebel only do show prep when Mitch is out? It is a great question.
No, that is a good question. I'm caught. It was just one of those things where, you know.
I felt it today.
I was like, you know what? I was like, I need to be more involved with prep. So that's what I did. I was like, I wanted to be as prepared as I could.
Now, is this true? Texas says Coop and your boy Avar are staying at a place called Privilege Beach House.
Oh, boy. Privilege.
Well, I don't know if people know or not. So your boy Coop Hassan is in another video. He's on a beach.
Yeah.
He has jeans on, but he's hanging out with Rick Pitino, and Rick Pitino calls him an old longtime friend.
Yes, and they're embracing.
Yes.
They're standing next to each other. They're embracing. Everyone's smiling. Pitino looks great. I mean, Coop is peak Coop in that picture. Like I said, he's got jeans and a polo on the beach. He's in there with Pitino. And Pitino's socks cost more than Coop's polo, I'm sure.
Texter says, how is eight beers not a lot?
Well,
Texter says, LOL, eight. Texter says, how many Busch Lights does it take for Strieble to get a buzz? I mean, it is a great question.
But about six.
Like, I couldn't imagine if Jack Grossman had eight. What kind of issue, what would be happening in his brain?
That'd be a fun night.
When I was sitting around with a lot of the baseball dads on Saturday.
Oh, did you show them how to do
Well, they saw it because I brought my little cooler down. I only had three in the cooler. And we're all sitting around, and those three were gone, like, automatically. So I got up and was like, I got to go get more beers. And they're like, did you already drink those three? And I looked at them all, and I said, you have no idea what I can do.
Yes.
And they were all impressed.
You had three?
No, but I crushed them, like, quick. No, like, they were still on one.
I know
and
that.
Three already got. I went and got more.
How did you only bring three down to the shindig? That's what I'm asking.
Well, I had to get the...
The lay of the land.
The lay of the land. I didn't know what kind of party this was going to be. Like, is it like a sip party, or is it like let's get busy party? And so I felt like it was a let's get busy party, which it was. So I was like, okay, now I can show my true colors.
There you go.
So
they were sipping their whatever they were having. Is that what you're
saying?
Well,
the other dads were
sipping.
They weren't really well. Some of them were, but there are three others that were, like, on my level.
Okay, there you go.
So we were able to, like, commiserate over that.
They were on your level.
They were on my level.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I figured I would bring this up. Stuart Mandel from The Athletic is going to join us here in about 20 minutes. We'll talk some college football with him, Louisville and Kentucky. We'll do that. And then, obviously, we'll get into the college football expansion as – I mean, pretty much that is where we are now. That is where it's, you know, I mean, that's where we're going to end up here.
It's going to happen.
In a couple years.
Oh,
how will
Jim
that
affect? Fossil died. Sorry, former Giants coach. I saw that. I apologize. I'm sorry, Andy. I'm sorry.
Grossman, he's on it today.
I'm sorry.
Grossman, you're going to get the – I feel like I'm dealing – like, between you and Grossman, I never know when Grossman's just going to bust in. And we're watching TV. Jim Fossil did pass away,
yeah.
Although I would say the majority of our audience has no idea who that is.
I remember
as a young man. He died 71. He's very young.
Yeah.
Okay. But also the commercial that was on TV was a kid stealing pills out of his mom's purse. So that's what I thought you were going to talk about.
No, I just saw Jim Fossil. I just remember Jim Fossil for some reason.
Okay,
well,
there you go.
Stuck in my head. 90s football.
Yes, and 2000s.
And 2000s, yeah.
And early 2000s.
He preceded Tom Coughlin.
He did. That's
yes.
Exactly right. Okay, so I'm not going to harp on this, but I found this to be interesting, and I'm bringing something up. We'll talk about this for 30 seconds here.
Okay.
Okay. Neely Bendapudi,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Bendapudi,
president of U of L,
the president of the University of Louisville,
yeah,
retweeted this. This is how I saw it, because I don't go to UofLnews.com very often, okay?
Okay, you don't?
I have a U of L story, though, I got to get to. Remind me.
Okay,
write it down
U of L
on your hand. I got
U of L story.
I saw something today during lunch.
Oh, okay.
I'll put it that way. You
okay.
Like that?
Put it in your notebook, Jack.
It would have broken the heart of Mark Blankenbaker. I'll put it that way.
Wow.
And I almost said something to the individual.
I
almost.
Can't wait to
almost.
Hear this. All right.
Almost. But the U of L Foundation, which for years was scammed by the previous regime.
James Ramsey.
That was in bad shape.
Yeah, it was.
At the end of the previous regime when everyone, you know, and Tom Jurich and President Ramsey, when all of that went down. In fact, I need to go back. I just saw this. I need to go back and kind of do the research 4 years ago, exactly what we were talking about, but the U of L Foundation, which is the money-raising arm of the university, was in, really bad shape.
Yeah.
Just a few years ago, and in 2021, they're reporting record value.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
In this story, okay, and this will be the last thing I say, because obviously when you don't have people, I would not say robbing, but borrowing.
Scamming.
When you don't have a bunch of scamming going on,
right.
You see how things can change. You see how U of L rebounded from that and has won the trust of a lot of people, whether that be athletically or at the president's spot, with Neely Bendapudi and her people coming in and everybody else. Here's the first sentence. The recovery, how did the recovery happen?
Mm-hmm.
The recovery has taken several years of reforms, changes in management's approach, establishment of a more conservative spending policy, rigorous compliance to ensure donor intentions are fulfilled, and extraordinary investment performance.
Oh, wow. I mean...
Which is the exact opposite of what happened before.
I mean, they're just telling you everything they had to clean up. That's exactly what that paragraph is. Here's all what we had to clean up from the previous regime with Ramsey and Jurich and all the shenanigans that were going on between those two individuals. And then there were more. It wasn't just those two. There were more people involved, obviously. But, I mean, they just told you flat out, like, hey, we had to fix everything and make sure everything was on the up and up. It's unbelievable. Actually, it's not unbelievable, but it's still funny.
Texas says Jim Fossil was the forever bitter beer face.
That is true. That, yes, he did have a very, he was scowling a lot.
Texas says Strebel's type of beer level is a lifestyle.
And I never thought of it that way, but it kind of is.
Texas says Strebel at 340, you have no idea what I can do. He sounded like Liam Neeson in Taken.
Yeah, it did. That's a true story. That's
Texas
really what
says,
it says.
Does Strebel always have to drink when he's in public?
No, not always. Again, it was we ordered pizzas, and we were all hanging out, and they were like, hey, if you want to bring some beers, bring some beers. I just didn't know how many to bring, so I had to test it out.
Texas says, quote, I had to get lay of the land, so I proceeded to drink 3 beers before anybody finished their first.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened.
Texas says, Cooper is wearing jeans on a beach. It seems like a Strebel fashion move.
I don't know.
No, they're all like a swanky dinner with Pacino overlooking the water. That's where Coop's at right now.
I'm sure, yeah.
No, that is where he's at, I'm telling you.
Is that what they're doing right now?
Oh, yeah, they're in a swanky dinner outside overlooking whatever body of water there.
That's good for Cooper. I can't hate on him. I know Mitch would be mad right now, and he'd be mopey and angry because that's what Cooper's doing,
Mitch would be mopey and angry because I booked Stuart Mandel and he can't.
And that would add to it. You'd be able to do that, getting someone not named Adam Rittenberg on the show, and then Cooper living a great life with Patino and Avar.
Texas says if Grossman had 8 beers, he'd have a deeper voice. What if that were the case?
I would have had a deeper voice a while ago, probably.
Yeah, but before you go on the radio, you have to drink 8 drinks. That's the rule. Like before you, but like Issel and Pratt start at 10 a.m. Yeah.
I got to start drinking at like 8 a.m.
I have to start drinking.
I pull in and I wake up, I drive in, and then I just start downing them.
Is that how long it would take you to drink 8 beers? 2 hours? Do you think?
I don't know, because once I get going, you know, the more you drink, the faster you can keep downing them.
There you go.
This would be the thing that Grossman's mom doesn't want to hear on the radio.
This is exactly
This is the exact content.
Right.
If you're wondering what it is, it's this right here.
Talk about
it's these sorts of things.
Getting Jack all lubed up before going on with Issel and Pratt. Yeah.
Texas says, can Jamie talk to his wife while he's sober? It's a great question.
Yeah, absolutely. I talk to her while sober every day. Yeah.
Texas says, just tuning in, how many recycled takes today has Strebel given?
None.
I don't think any.
Yeah, it's all been new content so far. I haven't recycled anything yet. Yet. We'll see where the road takes us.
Texas says, I want Strebel saying shenanigans as my ringtone. He has a meaty tongue. Please have him say sassafras.
Sassafras.
Did you mean to do that? Did you mean to? You put a twang on that. Grossman, you heard that, did you not?
Sassafras.
Oh, sassafras.
Sassafras.
You had a twang on the end of that I thought you were doing that on purpose.
No, I guess.
Because it's not how you normally talk. You sounded like a different person.
I think when you say a word like sassafras, there's a little more to it. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a very Southern word, I think.
I actually agree. I agree with you, but I don't think you meant to do that.
No, I didn't. I just said it.
Sassafras. We're going to have to get
what
that during
the sassafras? I don't even know what that is.
Texas says, Jurich is still the best AD ever. You're right. You won.
He's Scandrick University. Look at it right now.
You're right.
Everything is still happening.
You won.
His watch. All of it. But yeah, you're right. Jurich for life. The sad thing is,
in time we trust him.
Not the sad thing. The thing is like there are a lot of people that still think that. Like that texter's not a lone wolf. Like there's a lot of people out there that still believe that within their hearts. Which is, you know, I understand it.
You think our boy Mitch is having any fun today?
No. Who's he gone? Is he going with his father?
With his dad. And I'm hoping the Indians win 15-1.
He's just stuck. He's sitting there watching.
I'm going to bet on the Indians just because.
Do it.
Because there's no way they're favored, right?
Oh,
Cardinals are better.
Yeah, the Cardinals are better. Yes.
Grossman, are the Cardinals better?
Yes, they are.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I love Strebel giving the okay that yes,
well, I know
they are better.
Usually isn't very good. I know they were in the World Series against the Cubs a few years back, but
yeah,
that's
that was
kind of like more of an aberration.
However, Cleveland's pitching their ace tonight, and they are favored by 1.5.
Oh.
Yeah, Shane Bieber on the mound for Cleveland. He's one of the best pitchers in baseball.
You don't know who Shane Bieber is?
That didn't surprise me that Strebel didn't know him.
No, I don't know Shane Bieber.
You know who Javi Baez is?
I do know who Javi Baez is. He's on the Cubs.
There you go.
I know who he is.
Shocked
yes,
by that.
I do know Javi Baez.
Texas says Grossman should show up with a bottle of Jack Daniels by the board and see how Issel and Pratt react.
They'd be like, oh,
they'd
boy.
Scold him.
I think
Pratt would laugh and Issel would scold him. That's the relationship.
That's exactly right. Mike Pratt would go, ho, 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 ho.
Texas says, I noticed today the Round Daddy was MIA again for trivia.
Yeah, I was.
I mean,
I had to.
You did this to yourself.
I know.
Man.
I'm not blaming anybody.
You did this to yourself. You've been talking bleep how
I
you're
know.
Going to join the Diener Trivia, and they're nice to you, not to crush you.
I know they are.
They're nice to you because I would have crushed you the entire time.
They're being nice to me, but
you,
I couldn't go
you
today.
You had nothing to do today.
I did.
You bragged. I had nothing to do today. You bragged about it.
My wife took Kellen to this catcher's camp. That was
great.
That started at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, great.
Trivia's at 9:30.
Yeah.
I had to stay and watch the other two kids.
Take him with you. Have the wife load him in the car. They can play video games or do whatever 9-year-old, 8-year-olds do, and they're fine.
Well, my daughter doesn't get up to like 11, so.
Well, there you go. Then she can sleep.
Not by herself.
Yes, she can.
No, I can't leave her alone.
But she doesn't wake up till 11 o'clock.
She's 7 when something happens.
But nothing happened. She woke up. I mean, she woke up at 11 o'clock.
If she's home alone and I'm at the Diener show and the house catches on fire or someone tries to break in, it's this little 7-year-old, and then Wyatt was there too, little 7-year-old boy. And no, I can't leave him alone.
Texas says the Indians are favored in Bieber's dealing right now. Oh, I would love if that happened. Oh, I'd love
it. He'd come in tomorrow.
You know what I want? I want them to lose 1-0 in just a game that no one wants to see.
No, it is the most boring.
Would you rather the Cardinals lose 1-0 or 15-0?
15-0.
Oh, I think 15. I don't know.
Either I want it to be 1-0, and I want the Cardinals to strand the bases loaded with no one out of the ninth.
I think if it was 15-0, Mitch would leave early.
He wouldn't leave.
He'd focus on other things.
He's in love. Bush Stadium.
Is it still
Bush Stadium, by the way?
Yeah.
Is it still? Wow.
That's
been around for a long time.
Has,
like,
has.
That name's been around.
I think this is actually the third Bush Stadium.
Oh, okay.
They just keep rebuilding
it. Yeah, but
renamed,
the name. Like the brand, yeah, the brand names change all the time
on these
stadiums.
There's not many that are.
It's because the Cardinal way, obviously.
Well, about the Cubs way, it's still Wrigley Field.
Yeah, those uniforms they have are atrocious.
Yeah,
I don't know
great.
If you saw those. I mean, all these new uniforms are all atrocious.
The White Sox
None
one
of them.
I liked. I liked the White Sox one.
Texas says, Jurich was the best AD that UK ever had. There you go. Yes,
yeah,
that,
that's actually, funny I do as agree well. With that. Yeah.
437-9680. Texas says, Jamie is allergic to having a babysitter.
There's no reason for me to call a babysitter. Like, none. No. I would have been gone for an hour. Why waste time for
I'm
an hour?
I'm just saying you talked to Big Bleep.
I do, and I will back it up. Today was not a day I could have done it.
But you don't even reach out to him to come up with, like, a day.
Okay, I will
reach out. You're ducking biscuit.
I'm not ducking anybody. I will reach out to Diener today.
Wow.
I'll reach out to Diener today.
You don't have Diener's number, do you?
I don't. We talk on Facebook Messenger every once in a while. We do.
That was a lie.
Wait, that's not a lie.
You and Diener talk on Facebook Messenger?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, Shreebel.
We do. Every once in a while. Like once a month, I'll send him a message or he'll send me a message.
Wow, I might have to. We might have to dive into that after Stuart Mandel.
Yeah,
Crino.
That's fine.
I kind of feel like that might be the lead over there. I think I care more about that than the college football playoff expanding to 12 teams.
All right,
Stuart Mandel joins us next. All right, guys, BJ Heating and Cooling. You know the weather is warm. It's muggy out. Oh, yeah. Goodness, it's muggy out. You need to cool down your house. Something's went wrong. You know what the deal is. It's BJ Heating and Cooling. Find them online right now at bjheatcool.com. Phone number 812-283-7221, excuse me. Upfront pricing, free estimates on replacement units, whether it be for your home or business, they got you covered, and they got you covered for those emergencies 24/7, 365. And right now, if you don't want to rework your entire system, but you have a room that is just difficult in the summer to cool down, those Bryant mini splits are a quiet and efficient way to solve that problem. And right now, BJ Heating and Cooling, they're your local factory authorized Bryant dealer. Again, it's BJ Heating and Cooling, 812-283-7221, bjheatcool.com.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.